And we start this week on Culture File with another epistle from writer and comedian Maurice Gohan. Lately, Maurice has been spending some time in the company of Ronan Farrow, or at least in the company of his best-selling book on the life and crimes of Harvey Weinstein. In fact, she's been giving the kind of prolonged attention to Catch and Kill that few volumes in her library receive, as we'll hear now in a piece recorded before Weinstein's recent conviction.
I read a lot of books. Not a brag, but yes, I'm very smart. I'm a very quick reader, and what that means is I do a lot of skimming. Read the beginning of a paragraph, get the gist, skip to the end of the chapter. In the same way, I don't usually watch a movie, but instead just read the Wikipedia entry. I just need to get the gist. Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis is dead. Fast and Furious 7, the exact same as 1 to 6. Black Panther, not a sequel to Pink Panther. Very different franchises. Just give me the gist. I got through a lot of books last year. Half, I couldn't tell you what they were about, but it's about quantity, not quality. As they say, though, the exception proves the rule. And there is one book I read that I'll never forget. Ronan Farrow's Catch and Kill. This book was wild. Wild. Ronan Farrow is the son of Mia Farrow and Woody Allen, but everyone thinks Frank Sinatra is his real dad. He's now an investigative journalist. The book is about exposing the sexual harassment and assault in Hollywood, and it's mainly about Harvey Weinstein. For those living under a rock, and no shade if you do, because I exclusively get my news from the Daily Mail, so I miss a lot of the more serious affairs.
From porn to public servant.
Harvey Weinstein is the Hollywood producer who made Good Will Hunting and My Left Foot, who I think close to 100 women now have accused of sexual assault. He's on trial at the moment for a few of them, and he's showing up to court in a walker. I have to respect that, because he's doing the same thing we all do when we're trying to get out of trouble. I'm sick. He also did an interview recently where he was like, everyone's forgetting all the good I did for women. I had so many women producers, which is wild. It's like Hitler saying, but the Berlin Olympics was fun, wasn't it? I wasn't all bad, guys. This book is about Ronan trying to get sources to go on record about what happened to them. He was doing the story for MSNBC and then they killed the story, probably because half the male staff were at the same thing themselves. Weinstein hired spies to go after Ronan, Israeli spies, following him as he went to dinner with his boyfriend. Ronan is gay, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed when I read that. I imagined meeting him somehow and we would become a power couple, exposing scandals around the world and then going for drinks with Barbara Streisand to celebrate our successes. This book read like a thriller. It was such a page-turner and it was all true. I got this book in London and missed my stop on the tube because I was just so engrossed. It's so wild that you'd think it was fiction if it wasn't for the fact Ronan brought up every second sentence how this had been thoroughly fact-checked. After reading this book, I thought I was an investigative journalist. I'd talk a lot about uncovering the truth. Like I'd be drunk and gossiping, which I'm terrible for doing. Never tell me anything. I will babble to everyone. I'm a very weak character. I'd be asking who cheated on who, just getting very involved in other people's business. But I felt like I had an air of legitimacy behind me. The truth always comes out, I'd snarl. I'm a purveyor of the truth. I was also suspect of every man I came into contact with. I'd buy a Coke and spar and count my change just in case. Did not trust men. Not after all the awful things they got up to in this book. But there were women in this book that covered up crimes and intimidated victims and just perpetuated the power of a really bad man. So in that way, it was quite unifying. Women and men, equal. Both can be terrible. That's a message of real hope.
Maurice Gohan there with a heartening insight. And don't forget, you can hear previous and indeed future pieces from Maurice if you search for Culture File on Spotify and then click the lozenge on which is written the awesome word follow.